It's item 25, and Jason Johnson is going to present this item.
Good evening, Honorable Mayor and Council Members. Jason Johnson, Central Services. You have before you tonight a resolution to authorize the City Manager to execute an agreement for the installation of the main guest services steel building at the Rockland Adventure Park site. This agreement includes the construction of an approximately 150-foot retaining wall and the assembly of a prefabricated steel building which has already been purchased. This agreement covers phase one of the larger guest services building project and must be completed before phase two can begin. The city received three bids for the various components of this agreement, with PBM Construction Incorporated providing the lowest responsible bid for a total of $302,448. This portion of the project will be funded using proceeds from the sale of Rule 28 credits as previously authorized by the City Council through Resolution 2017-195. Staff has reviewed the bid for sufficiency and recommends that the City Council approve an award to PBM Construction, Inc. That concludes my presentation. I'd be happy to answer any questions at this time.
All right, thank you, Jason. Council, I'll start on my right. Councilmember Janda.
No questions for me at this time. Thanks.
Okay. Councilmember Patterson.
Yes, I was diligently reading my packet. When I skipped ahead to item number 27, I saw where bond proceeds were going to go and things like that, and I saw that $1.4 million is projected for the service building. Do we have any idea right now how much just Quarry Park Adventures related projects, how much is going to be spent? Does anybody know that yet? Just on total, because I think we have a few projects. We have the this $1.4 million building, the excavation, retaining wall, and the park.
I don't think we can tell you exactly off the top of our heads, but the two projects to date are the the Venture Park was the site plan and the bonsai. And the bonsai was, I believe, 2.8, and the site came in at a little over 2 million, if I recall. So that's 4.8 to 5, thereabouts. And then this cost, and then we're anticipating, you know, until we get the bids in, we won't know, but we're anticipating probably another 1.5 million to 2 million on the balance of the building. The rest of it, of course, supported the fire station and the new road improvements and the utilities, which benefited the Adventure Park, but not solely the Adventure Park.
That is my only question.
Thank you, Jill. Jill.
No questions.
Well, I had the same question as the Vice Mayor, and on item 27, we have kind of an outline of the monies used so far for designated areas. I mean, is that, can we discuss that, or is there any, can I jump ahead and look at those numbers as it pertains to this item? Yeah?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, so on, yeah, you have I just kind of want to make sure that, I know that there are some areas you don't know precisely what they'll be, but I mean, this, some thought went into the use of this bond money listed here, and is that, are we looking at the accuracy there?
Yes, obviously we haven't bid out the building, and there are some additional dollars that have been earmarked, the balance of the Rule 28 dollars that we don't use tonight, provided this comes forward. There's 200 grand there. As I've mentioned to all of you, there's some land sale proceeds and other pieces that will be coming in, but those funds will be identified when the phase two comes forward. As I indicated Saturday to some of you, we anticipate that some portions of the building may not be feasible at present. We may have to do it at a future phase if the council so desires. But these numbers are fairly solid. We did build up additional dollars in the remodel for any unforeseens.
Rick, if you don't mind, I know this is being streamed, and just for clarity, it's page 987 and 988 that we're referring to. Okay. And you're saying that, I mean, you've put another, sharpened your pencil on these numbers? And
well, again, the remodel came in at 1.435, if I recall exactly, and we did push it up to 1.8, frankly, to give ourselves a little cushion in case there's some unforeseens. If the council elects to move forward with the remodel tonight, we certainly, that will, although minor work will be done in-house, most of it will be bid out, and the bid will come back to you to be awarded.
Okay. All right, but I think to the Vice Mayor's question, I mean, I think you're asking, are there any very glaring areas that there could be some big discrepancies? Did I interpret your question correctly?
Well, really, I don't know how much money we're spending on Quarry Park Adventures. Basically, maybe it's my oversight, but there's a lot going on there, right? I mean, there's the site work, there's the service building, there's the bonsai, there's other Quarry Park related projects, and so I'm just trying to get a grasp on how much we can expect to, spend over time on this. Because I actually didn't know, the $1.4 million item until I got to number 27. Maybe my fault, but really, when I'm voting on these things, I kind of feel, especially now as we're sort of looking more holistically, for example, when we were initially, I brought this up last week too, but when we were discussing the service building initially, I was okay with spending some more money on it because I didn't know sort of what other costs would be, because we didn't know. I mean, in terms of the excavation and things like that were going to be more complicated. And so really I'm just trying to grasp how much, we're on the hook for and where all that money is coming from, and looks like some's coming from bonds, maybe some will come from general fund. I don't actually know.
If I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. Hey, you're the mayor.
I don't want to interrupt you either. It's your time. You're actually addressing a question of Councilmember Yule, but would it be advisable for us to provide direction for a presentation at an upcoming council meeting for a full breakdown of what our expenses are for the quarry adventures? Would that be helpful?
For me, it would definitely be helpful. I would say actually quarry related projects as well. I mean, because we've made decisions to make public investments in the area to accommodate parking and other private developments in the area. And I mean, they are related, mm-hmm. And they do impact the ability of us to afford a fire station or not, right? So it is kind of part of the picture. So yes, that would be helpful to me to, be kind of open on that.
Okay. Rick?
It's fine.
Okay. So we'll touch back on that during our future agenda items, but I think that would help all of us. Okay, so I'm sorry, Scott.
Yeah, and then pertaining to the retaining wall itself and this structure, I mean, we're confident that, and thank you, City Manager gave us a tour of the area on our 125th birthday party on Saturday. That's a big undertaking, obviously, and we're sure that there's not going to be any other, potential misfires on the quote. I mean, are there going to be any kind of budget overruns?
Not expecting any at this time, no.
Yeah.
We've surveyed the area with the bid, with the company PBM, and they're confident in that at this time.
Yeah, so the numbers look pretty solid,
yes.
Is what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah, there's no rock to be removed. It's just that sheer dirt wall. They'll the retaining wall. They'll pour the footings for the uprights of the building. The building is necessary. At a minimum, we need the building to support the restrooms and the ticket booth and the sales offices. You certainly will have the luxury of deciding what other pieces. We'll probably bid the whole thing out as we discussed previously, but then you could carve out pieces depending upon what you'd like to do. And it will all be plumbed for future use, meaning conduit brought up through the slab, but when the bids come back in, you can then determine what percentage or all or you would like to do.
And that's the entire structure, considering
the
overlook, the deck and all that, or is that?
That's the balance of what would, the balance of
yeah.
the building.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay. And I have no additional questions. Is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak on this item? There being no one, I'll bring it back to council for discussion and a motion. So any additional discussion, Joe?
Yes, I will be, I'm Quarry Park Adventures fan. I'm looking forward to it being successful. I'm on the bandwagon. However, after this item, I won't be supporting anymore until I sort of get a grasp on what the, you know, what we were talking about in the future agenda items, because in this particular item, you know, we talk about moving expeditiously and, you know, in order to get it done and things like that. And that actually, to me, that was, is actually kind of a turn off to supporting this, because while I want to move expeditiously, I don't want, 300% additional costs later on or something like that. So it does concern me a little bit, the lightning speed we're going here and making sure that, you know, we're not going to come overrun. And I mean, basically, you know, we can just trust that due diligence has been done. But I think after this, I really have to, you know, for my personal sake, I'll just say it now, I really got to have a better grasp on what we're going to be spending on all the components and what the expectations are moving forward, on all these projects that are going on right now, because it's really a lot for me. I don't think it's just for me. I don't know if we've ever really seen that, and it does kind of, you know, concerns me. So.
Yes, sir.
Just for clarity, on page 987, bond expenditures to date, every one of those were contracts that came before the city council and were approved. And, of course, Bonsai was approved through the general fund and a payback at the original budget of 3.75, and I think the Bonsai was 2.85 or something like that, which also was, all those expenditures have come to the council. Well, I'd be happy to pull all those together for you.
Yeah, I think that all these items individually come before us, but it's sort of, you know, I'm making a decision on this without understanding this, you know, and unless I'm really, I don't know if anybody has a grasp on how much we're spending on Quarry Park Adventures, you know, that's, in those items. I mean, I don't have that. So maybe it's just my fault, but I think I would like more clarity on that, maybe just because I'm need to become more educated on it myself.
Okay. Thank you, Joe. Councilmember Janda.
Nothing for me.
Okay.
Nothing for me.
Scott?
Well, to address the Vice Mayor's concerns, I mean, that it's what we're looking at, once again, on page 988, you know, the Venture Park Service Center, the joint trenches, these things. Do you feel as though you've done a pretty adequate job of, you know, foreseeing any?
We think so. There are some projects in here that do not have to be completed, such as the stage ramp and the VIP area and extra 32 stalls, you know, so we have others have to be done. The joint trench has to be done. Certainly the electric and security lighting has to be done. But other areas don't, and we certainly will save those less necessary projects to make sure that dollars are there in case there are any overruns. Again, these projects will come for you for a contract approval.
The and then just the discretion for budget overruns that the city manager has.
It's only 15%, and that's approved with each project. And sometimes you increase that, and sometimes you decrease it. But it's mm-hmm. approved as a part of the contract and resolution okay. process. It's not automatic.
Well, I concur with the Vice Mayor in that, you know, I think as well. I mean, I don't want to. Certainly don't want to see any surprises, and don't like to have cost overruns, but I also know going into this project, you know, this is a bold adventure, no pun intended, or venture, and you know, you're going to have some, you know, you're going to have things come up that maybe you didn't expect, But I think the message is we don't want any other big surprises. And I'm hoping that we have a safeguard. I mean, if anything is going, if something arises, do we have a mechanism that we can get that in front of the council quickly?
Yes.
Okay.
Heard loud and clear.
Okay. That's all I got.
Okay. Great. And I will concur with our council, just the understanding, Rick, of where we started and where we are today, and having a little clarity of that, the KISS principle, keeping it short and simple, and kind of, you know, painting pictures for me like you do so well would be helpful. So that's what we would look for. So with that, could I get a motion from council?
I'll move to approve bid action item number 25.
I'll second.
It's been motioned and seconded to approve bid action item number 25. Any further discussion? There being none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstention? Passes unanimously. Our next item is reports from city officials, discussion and potential action items. City manager report?
Nothing beyond the written report.
Okay. Thank you, Rick. And second item is the disposition of the proposed fire station number 23 in new construction. And I believe, Rick, you're going to present that to us.
Yes, sir. Thank you. On June 24th, 2015, the City Council approved a budget along with resolution number 2015-171, which approved the capital investment plan. And within the plan was fire station 23 land acquisition, design, and construction project. On March 8th, the City Council authorized via Resolution 2016-210 a professional services agreement for the design of the fire station, a new build. The intention to design and potentially build a new fire station was promulgated in support of two major objectives at the time. The existing fire station was in need of functional upgrades and other infrastructure improvements such as a floor replacement, electrical modifications, etc. And second, with the recent completion of the amphitheater in Quarry Park, the existing firehouse structure was to be repurposed to support food and merchant vendors. Since that time, a number of things have occurred to cause us to rethink or revisit the recommendation for building a new fire station. On January 24th, the City Council entered into a Rockland Quarry Adventure Park Master Agreement for the design, construction, and operation of the Quarry Park Adventures. As a part of the design, the park would include a support structure designed to house food and merchandise vendors that would be operated or managed by Legacy Family Adventures, Rockland LLC. This activity began to change the reflection of what the existing firehouse structure would be used for, and the city did not desire to compete against ourselves via this new adventure park concept. Further, on June 13, 2017, the City Council authorized a purchase and sell agreement with Brentwood Development for the property known as the Big Gun site. Their proposed development, known as the Quarry, will bring significant food and merchandise vendors into the area. Lastly, based on the budget estimate as prepared by Capo, Hom, and Dom Architects, the firm I heard a giggle. The firm hired by the city, the projected estimate to cost $6.362 million. And the estimate does not include impact fees or meter replacements fees for all utility providers and other miscellaneous items. So the original estimate for the design and construction was $4,099,000, and so we have an overrun of $2.263 million plus some other costs which yet to be defined. So in light of the estimated cost of the new fire station and in light of the acquisition of the Quarry Park project, which will bring food vendors and sales that we would be competing against ourselves, and in light of the restaurants and other opportunities that the Brentwood project is bringing forward, staff is asking if the City Council would like to reconsider the construction of a new Fire Station 23 and instead remodel both existing Fire Station 23 and 24. We have provided some details of what that would be, but in essence, it's kitchen remodels, it's segregating some of the bedrooms, a number of other elements to improve their living conditions, and frankly, to prepare for the date when we might have female firefighters in the force, which I understand we did at one time many, many years ago, but not recently. So the decision is yours whether we move forward. If we do, we'll frankly need to find another $2 to $3 to $4 million to move the project forward. Also, the property itself, if it is not developed for a fire station, would lend itself for other purposes. I think the council will need to consider what those purposes might be, and I'm not asking for that tonight, but perhaps sell it, perhaps land lease it, perhaps some retail development and hold some of the property back for additional parking. Additional parking may be an issue at a future date. There's a lot of opportunities for you to consider and would not need to make that decision tonight. So what we're asking tonight is basically two things. One, to direct staff to move forward or not move forward with the construction of new Fire Station 23. And if we do not move forward, to authorize to move forward with a remodel and retrofit of the existing fire stations number 23 and number 24. Again, those would be bid out contracts that would come back for your final review and consideration. And lastly, kind of goes without saying, but direct staff to prepare a list of potential projects for the unencumbered balance of bonds. Frankly, I would prefer that list and recommendations come from you, but I would also say that that's not necessary for tonight, but just understand that we have a year plus in order to expend those funds, not necessarily to expend them, but to get them under contract, that particularly that $909,000 I referenced. So tonight's discussion is really about, do we move forward with a new station or retrofit the two existing stations? We did discuss this with the chief, and his comments reflected in the report, but he's available to answer any questions you might have as well. The last thing I would like to address was clarity on the segregation of fire operations and when we have our events so that children and others don't find their way into the fire station. And we've discussed with all parties to continue to carry our fence around in such a manner that it provides ample space for fire truck turning radiuses as well as employee parking, and then provide probably a gate for when we need to get access through. Otherwise, it would be segregated in such a way that a smaller portion of that asphalt would probably be dug up and planted in grass or other things at some future date to add to the amphitheater area. That's it.
Thank you, Rick. Okay, with that, I'll open it up for questions.
Since we're not taking any actions tonight, I mean, can we kind of have comments and questions? Is that all right during this discussion a little bit?
Just,
I mean, you're looking for direction.
Well, they are asking for
direction. To,
well,
to decide not to move forward.
Yeah, I understand. You're right. I mean,
but
yeah, but I'm, so my way. So I, my so I'm. Let me preface it, Mike. I have a comment then to be made if you're looking for the direction. I specifically some questions. The are there any, say, technical fire-specific technical upgrade or technologies, right, that could be incorporated in a new building that we would be sacrificing in just a remodel on the existing building?
There are probably very few technological upgrades that we could not implement if we chose to do so in a remodel as opposed to a complete a new build.
Okay. The other issue, and I address this briefly with the city attorney, I know the history of the acquisition of that property was through redevelopment money, and it had to go through the process of getting the state's blessing to sell some of the parcels or develop the others for public good. I want to make sure that this...
Actually, the parcel where the fire station is planned was not a redevelopment
parcel. It's just adjacent
to it. It's a piece we bought from Jack Kesty.
That's right. Okay. Thank you for that clarification. The how close are you to having a scope, a detailed scope for the remodel, much like you have a detailed scope for the new building or the potential new building?
Well, I don't think we have architectural drawings, but Jason, our chief, you want to speak to the scope?
We have For Fire 24, we actually do have some architectural designs on that, so we have that scope. We could get that together. 23, we don't actually have an architectural design at this point.
Well, I'm not so much the architectural design isn't of bigger interest. Would just be to see that the numbers are going to come. I mean, it's hard for me to give direction to remodel and then remodel two facilities, not. I feel like I'm a bit in the dark as to what that's going to cost.
I understand what you're asking. If you make a decision that we should move towards a remodel versus the new station, then we would begin in earnest to spend the time and energy to put together the scoping you're looking for.
So I guess my comment then would be that certainly because the cost is coming in so high for the new building, I think it's foregone conclusion that we need to explore the other option of remodeling, but I'm not giving direction to remodel until I couldn't give direction until I really had a better understanding of what that remodel consisted of. And I guess that would include the fence and everything else that we're talking about putting in. I mean, there's a cost to that.
There is, and we actually, the draft CIP plan details some of that we're working on as part of the new budget. But Matt or Jason, I know Matt, you've done some work on this.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Matt McClure, Public Services Manager. The numbers for the remodel at Fire Station 24, we actually did receive an engineer's estimate on. So we're 98% confident, and those are being within the realm of what the actual construction will be.
That was $600,000 for that one, was it not?
For that one, yes. That creates the individual dorms and remodels the kitchen. What we did for the, we took those numbers and then applied them to Fire Station 23 because it's a similar scope of the project. And then we added some contingencies in there just for the unknowns of the age, electrical and sewer and other things from a building that was built, you know, back in the 70s. So that's how we got to the numbers we're at for the remodels. So I would say they are pretty close to where they would come in bid-wise.
Okay. I mean, the obvious question, the elephant in the room, is we were pretty far off on the new build. What safeguards do we have that we won't see a similar? I know there may be apples and oranges, but what safeguards do we have that we won't? And how did we miss it so far on the other one, I guess, is more the question.
For the new station, when we started that process, the building environment has changed drastically, and we've noticed in all projects that we're seeing about costs inflated 40%, and these engineer estimates that we received for the other projects were done as part of the current build environment, so those numbers are more realistic.
Okay, all right, thank you. I have no other questions.
Great, thank you.
Well, I think you answered some of the concerns that I have. So the estimate that's in here for the new station, we got from that engineering firm that you mentioned. And that's a newer, when did that come in?
For the remodel or the new station?
For the new station.
We got that, a month ago, 2-3 weeks ago? Yeah.
It was about a month ago, yes.
So, and then on a remodel, I guess what I want to know is where we came up with the scope of work. What did we decide that needed to be done? Did we go to the station and get input from the staff there?
That's correct. That's what we did. You want to speak to that?
Yes, we worked with the fire chief and other personnel there to go over, what their needs were based on the building environment at this time, and then worked to that scope that we came up with at the end, yes.
And were we just working with the staff at that station or all stations?
Worked with both stations.
Okay. I have some heartburn over the communication that went out, that a decision had been made on what we were doing, and we had not had a discussion yet. So I got to be very clear that that didn't fly well with me, and it causes me some concern on the process.
Yeah, I'll take the responsibility for that, not being as familiar as I should be with the city processes. That was my mistake, that I was the one who relayed that information to the troops, and not being completely familiar with the process and where we were with that process.
So have we been able to communicate so that it's clear now that we're still in this decision-making process, because I want to make sure that all stakeholders have a piece in this, that we're hearing from everyone.
Absolutely. I made the information known to my management team and my the people at the stations that I had made a mistake in where we were at the process, and then there was my understanding that a decision had been made when it had not been made, and that as going farther with that, we had been inclusive with all of the groups with the with all the shifts and with the management staff, not just at the two stations that are impacted, but also the other stations, getting input from everybody in the department on the potential upgrades to the stations.
And can I ask, and you'd probably be the best person to ask, the traffic piece. Because I do admit I have a little concern about the fire station on access on Pacific or on Rock and Roll. And I don't know. Have you guys studied that to see what's, would there be any issues with access, especially if it gets busy on a Saturday and we've got a lineup of people coming into the park?
I have not been part of any traffic studies as it relates to the station at this location.
I think that would be important information for me to get that input from you guys to say, do you feel like the access would be better at either of those stations, either remodeling the original or the new station, how we think we'll be impacted? Because we're talking about a lot of building down in that area, so I want to make sure that it's not going to impact your access.
In terms of access, Rick, I just wanted clarification. In terms of access, both stations have the signalization, so you're not talking about leaving the station and being able to get out in response to a call, because I think both would be equivalent.
That's correct. I assume your qualifier was more about just traffic period, but the way we have it set up, the traffic stops so they can get out, and of course, as you know, traffic is supposed to pull to the side and make way for the trucks to get through. You may recall, because this goes back a year or two, but the council will recall that we've had some discussions about working with Sierra College on a training facility and a live station there, and that is still a possibility down the road too, which would duplicate a station here as well. So that was part of the conversation too.
When we were looking at the two stations, because they both need, was it just determined this was the oldest, so this is where we're going first, and then we would deal with Crest at another time?
Well, as indicated, we had already done some work on Crest, did the engineering work and so forth, and frankly, we're just waiting for funding.
And I'm glad that you did meet, knowing that most stations obviously have male and female fire staff. How do we get around that issue if you have a...
Well, I
can speak to that.
But it's not a good way to do it.
Yeah, I've worked at previous fire stations that didn't have mixed-use facilities, and what you have is a single-use bathroom with a lock on the bathroom door and single-use changing, which is not the, one in my opinion, the best practices. So this will change it to industry best practices where they're not just... And it doesn't go for just male, female. It's different times. Sure. We don't want to all be changing in front of everybody and common showers like we had through those high school days. So everyone likes having their individual facilities. There'll be individual bathrooms, individual showers going forward at the stations.
Yeah, I may add too, and correct me if I'm wrong, Chief, the Crest station, they basically have a bunk room.
Yeah.
They have a shower curtain or something they pull between the beds, but most modern fire stations have a private bedroom that they, with closets for the different shifts to lock their equipment in and have some, degree of privacy, so.
But, so how are we dealing with that now? If someone applies tomorrow, what do we
hopefully move these remodels forward.
But somebody applies, you have a vacancy, and they apply, you say, hey, I don't have a bathroom for you.
Have to follow the lock the door method until we do.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Joe.
Yes, thank you. When we went out for bond funding, it was 2016, so maybe only the mayor emeritus and Greg were on the council at that time, but what was the description of where the money was going to? Did it talk about fire station or...
Yes, in October of 2016, we issued the bond, and we had $8 million of new money. And we had said that we were going to use about $4 million for the new fire station. And then we had some Quarry Park Phase 2. We had a remodel of this building, remodel of fire station number 23. PD had some dispatch areas and some parking lots out front of PD.
Okay, so thank you. So
just a new and remodel.
Okay, so the $4 million is for new
particular
or remodel,
bond documents or? Itself. We did not say dollars. It was just our staff's budget to use up the $8 million.
Okay, so we're not under any obligation, legal obligation.
No,
or
we did mention a new fire station and all these other projects
as wish list items.
Excuse me?
As wish list items,
as
basically?
As these are what the intended use of the bonds were for, these particular areas.
It says expected to include new fire station for the city, the remodel of existing fire stations, police radio consoles, auxiliary equipment, the remodel of the city's admin building, phase two of City Quarry Park, and pay the cost of issuance. And it's pretty broad that it could be used almost for any city project.
Just has to be for a public purpose.
So if we're not getting the fire station, new fire station, though, that's not problematic.
That is not problematic. But you have to use these bond funds, like Rick said, before October of 19, and you have to, or have them committed under contract, and you have to use it for a public purpose.
okay, so, okay, I heard, are we already answered the question on the $1.8 million for the remodels? So, comments, is that all right? Can I make some comments? Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I tend to, for once in my life, agree with the Mayor Emeritus that it's hard for me to make this decision right now because I don't know if the revisions or revamp, remodel to the new fire station are going to be sufficient for the needs. I've been in this fine fire station down the street, and if you were to ask me, I'd say let's keep up the studs and take down everything else and just redo the whole thing. And you know, it's, and I do share some concerns with the shared connection with, you know, just that it's a very public place over there, and a lot of activity happening around that building that's not really fire related. So I think I want to see, for me to make a decision on this, and I'm okay with, by the way, I'm okay with not doing a new fire station. That is okay with me. I was kind of skeptical on doing a new one in the first place, but I want to make sure that before I make that decision that Mayor Emeritus Yule's concerns or comments are addressed, because I don't really have the full analysis. If it's going to cost us really to do a full functional station over here that does meet the standards and we're not going to have to redo it again in 5 years, I think there's a little bit more homework needed there. And I personally, to be honest, I would love to hear from, you know, not only the fire chief, and obviously I have a ton of respect for you, and we're very lucky to have you here. So, but I would like to hear also from, you know, the guys on the line. Currently they're all guys on the line, if they're willing to share those opinions on if there's anything missing from what might be recommended, what might help them do the job. I went in there a few times, and it's it needs some work. So they've done a lot of work themselves on that building. So anyways, that's all I have for the comments. But I really appreciate everybody's time and effort put into this. I think we are trending the right direction on not doing the new fire station, but I do have, it's hard for me to make that full decision right now.
Greg, questions?
Thank you. For Chief Hack. The remodel on the station here on Rockland Road, sort of the scope as it is right now, will that
get you functionally everything that the new station was going to, other than just a new look, different architecture?
As proposed, the upgrade to Fire Station 23 would not get all of the changes, because obviously it would not get a complete new radio system, complete new alerting system, not everything. It'd be more of a functional upgrade to the living spaces, making them more operational, giving them the multi bathrooms, the unisex bathrooms, et cetera.
From a cost standpoint, is it possible to make
well,
those?
Well, to be clear, a new radio station and so forth was not in the new build either. That's where would be those additional costs beyond the construction of a new building. So,
And those type of improvements can be made down the road?
Correct.
Outside of the structural. From an operating fire station's viewpoint, during a remodel, how does that affect your operations? You bring in portables?
There's multiple ways to do it. You can bring in portables. Again, in my past life, I've had two remodels where we had portables with portable shower units. This one also has the ability, if we so choose, there's a section that if it's not in use may be potentially used as the living quarters while they update the other.
If I could speak to that, I did share and show it to the mayor, but we currently have the Bonsai crew station with housing and portable showers, and right just on the other side of the building. And that would probably be what would happen while we did the work there, because we have some bathroom work. However, at Crest, we're not doing any restroom work. You just move the bedding to a different section while you, in other words, we would have it staged.
Good. Appreciate hearing your experience of doing this before, so that makes me more comfortable. And yeah, I'm not 100% sold on moving, you know, building a new station on Pacific anyways. But if we do decide to eliminate that, then I'm a little concerned about how that Pacific Street frontage is currently planned out, assuming that there was going to be a fire station, so that pad is now kind of isolated. So maybe it makes more sense to move parking entrance on the other side and combine that parcel with the parcel on the Brentwood potential parcel, so you've got more developable space.
Way too far down the road.
I know, but that that's just something I'm thinking because we're
I think
moving
you're
gonna forward
find
with that.
It's roughly an acre. I think you're going to find that it has a lot of commercial value, in my opinion. But you know, the piece where you're referring next to Brentwood is a much smaller piece. I mean, you theoretically could do it, but we got the water and the storm water and everything in place, and to move it, you throw away a lot of a couple $100,000 worth
of
work.
So it's not practical at this stage to move that park entrance?
No.
Okay. Well, that's fine. That's why I was just bringing it up, just seeing if there was a better usage of how that site is laid out.
And council, really what we're looking for tonight, and you know, if the consensus is that a new station doesn't make sense, then we would move forward with finalizing the scope, and more than happy to bring back the full scope and bid documents back to you for your final review before we send them out.
If I could, one more question. You had brought up the radio system, and I sit on the panel for SRCCS, and been going through the rebanding process, and as Motorola, as we're stepping away from that in Sac County, are we going through that same process here? Because we're going to have to retouch all of our radios, have to do new dispatch, and then, but there's a boatload of grant money out there to do some of that, too. Is that something we're going to be going through?
Well, I'll leave it to Chief Butler to speak specifically about our dispatch center, because it falls under his purview. However, I know that we are in this entire region. We've talked about how to better provide a regionalized dispatch and finding some of the solutions to that. And obviously the grant funding, there's also FirstNet that is coming forward. California was the final signatory to the FirstNet process, that there should hopefully become some significant grant funds coming through to upgrade the next tier and next level of communications.
Yeah, because as I understand, it's going away. I mean, the support level there is going to change. So we're all going to, and I know a lot of other different entities outside of Sac County participate. I wasn't sure if we were, I don't think we're in that group though. That
we may not be in the Sac County group, but we're in a group here in Placer County. And as Chief Hack said, yes, narrow banding is in effect here already in Placer County. We're P25 compliant already and digital.
Okay.
But yes, going forward, there will be changes made across the country, namely for through FirstNet, now that California signed on. So over the next couple of years, we're going to be looking at how that affects us. And eventually, we will probably have to come back to council with some type of radio upgrades.
Thank you.
All right. So a couple quick questions. So the existing location, Chief, if the upgrades, at least as you understand them today, were made, what's the lifespan of that building then in meeting our needs?
Obviously, that depends upon two things. One, the level of upgrade we do, and two, what you guys determine our needs are. Obviously, one of the things that you've heard me talk when we talked about the annual report was data analysis and getting to the next level of data analysis. One of the things I would, as I came here, I was very hesitant on is we had plans for a multi-million dollar brand new station essentially in the same location as a current station, just a new build. And anytime you want to spend those type of funds, you want to ensure that it's actually in the right location for your community and for the totality of your response. And that's a significant thing. So before I'd make a significant long-term, 30, 40-year upgrade to a facility, I'd want to make sure we do the GIS analysis to determine whether or not that specific station is in the right location, because sometimes moving it, several miles or 1 mile in any direction can have a significant and profound impact on your ability to provide service to your community. So before I would want to put my name on the line that said I support a long-term, multi-million dollar upgrade to any facility, I'd want to make sure that it was the best thing for our community. And at this time, without the data analysis, I can't do that.
What will it take to get there?
So essentially a GIS analysis gets handled in a standards of cover through a standards of coverage process where you come in, you evaluate the risk specific to your community. You look at the demonstrated risk where we have past call volume. We look at the potential risk of our community. That's where, based upon the type of construction we have, the location of our construction, and then we establish what you guys want as the performance measures for our department. What are the levels that we want to measure ourselves to consider success? And then based upon that, we can do the GIS analysis to determine how best to meet that performance standard. And I can speak from my history in the city of Chico by evaluating station locations and essentially moving one station, we're able to provide the same level of performance by closing two stations and just moving one station. Not a significant fiscal impact. And however, it had a profound long-term impact on the number of stations you're having to rebuild over time. So those are the types of things that we could do. And the moment that we have the decision to do a standards of cover, it would probably be about a one-year process before we'd have that type of analysis for you available.
Okay. All right. And that speaks to a lot of things relative to, as you stated, the amount of money that is put into the facility, but also the considerations of what happens with the other property and whether you retain that and lease it or sell it, the Sierra College property and the fact that they have the fire sciences and the potential. I mean, all of that has to be considered before you put a tremendous amount of money into even a retrofit or remodel of a facility. So, Kim, the Kesty purchase with the bond funds, does that create any restriction from a sell versus lease perspective?
We didn't use the bond funds for the Kesty purchase.
They were not used for that. Okay. What funds were used for that purchase?
There is three funds, as I recall. Part of it was purchased with Oak Tree. Part of it was purchased with a grant that we received. And I think, what was the S?
Was it SB325, the tax on the gasoline.
Okay.
Okay, so with those being Oak Tree mitigation funds, then we do have some limitations on what we can do with property, do we not?
Not on that piece. No.
Yeah, because it was back.
Okay.
It was the piece in the back where the trees are.
Okay, so we drew it a little. Okay.
We have a map showing the different locations.
Okay. All right. And then, Kim, January 19, some of these funds.
October of 19.
October of 19.
We okay. sold the bonds in October of 16th.
2019, the time frame that the funds have to be used?
Have to be 85% have to be expended and or encumbered, which means you have to have you have the project and it's just not being built yet due to timing.
Okay.
So you have a contract awarded.
You have a contract awarded.
Okay.
If I can throw one more thing in the mix, sure. Mayor, you're going to be sitting on a 2x2x2 as we look at fire services, which includes the possibility of not looking at jurisdictional limits for the siting of fire stations, because as you know, we have a lot of fire stations that are in close proximity to each other by jurisdictions. So that discussion and its outcomes could have a lot to do with the determinations the chief is talking about as well.
Sure. Okay. Well, those are the questions I had. So with that, I'll ask council any additional questions? If not, open it to the public for any comment and then bring it back for discussion, because I know I have some comments. So, okay. Is there anyone from the public who would like to comment on this item? If not, I'll bring it back to council for comments. Scott, I'll start with you.
Okay. Well, I mentioned the elephant in the room earlier, and that is I certainly want to make sure that if we're going to give direction to remodel, I would like to see some hard numbers to make sure that that remodel is not going to ultimately cost as much for some reason as it would be to build a new station. So before we'd made any decisions on, in other words, I wouldn't want to make any decisions on the vacant parcel out here before we're certain that the remodel would come in within budget. I also want to make sure that, we are giving our fire department the very best, and certainly giving our public the best safety out of this. And you'd mentioned that you've kind of put some wiggle room into the numbers a little bit, if it's 1.8 versus maybe 1.4, and it sounds like there's another 900,000. If all goes as planned, there's about another 900,000. I would certainly encourage, I would like us to accelerate the conversation of the remodel and what the remodels look like, and see if there are any aspects to the features, to the facilities that, maybe we haven't thought of that might bring it up to a much better standard than it exists today, or at least some analysis on that. So I know you're seeking direction. My direction would be, before we make a final decision, let's look at some real numbers and get an assessment. And I think Vice Mayor mentioned that, to hear from the fire department. And by the way, Mr. Vice Mayor, I know you may not think you agree with me, but we have agreed on things. I agree with you oftentimes, and by default, you're agreeing with me. So we agree. So yeah, that would be my direction.
Okay, thank you, Scott. Jill?
I'm similar thought. I just don't have enough information to make a decision. And this is such an important and a large investment that I need some hard numbers so that we don't get into that piece. And then absolutely, one of the things when we looked at the fire report was some response times that we'd like to make every improvement we can, but are we giving them the resources to so that you make that improvement? There's nothing more important than public safety for us. I mean, we love our parks, but public safety is pretty darn critical piece. So I don't want to go cheap is the best way I can put this. I want to make sure if we're going to invest this much money, let's make sure we're doing it right and put everything in there that we need so that our team can give us the best service. So, when we call, we want them there quick. So I think we need more information to make that. And I think it's three parts. What we do if we build a new station, what we do with the old station, we got time to figure that out. We'll get creative. Obviously, we don't need it to be a food thing. We'll work on that. If we don't build the station and we remodel and we have this lot, we got time to figure that out too. So I just don't think the three really need to be there at one time. It needs to be, are we going to remodel or are we going to build a new one? And if we're going to remodel, are we doing both? I mean, I think that's a critical piece too. And if there's any money left before I go searching for new projects, I want to make sure we use it all in what we need to get the best facility we can get so that it lasts, so that you aren't coming back in a couple of years and say, hey, we need to upgrade this. Let's do it right.
Thank you. Joe?
There was sort of a curveball thrown in there, probably unintentionally, but really this has come up on some projects, but the response times in various areas of town and the report that we saw last time. Now I am wondering, it's kind of hard to make either of the decisions, model, remodel, or new station, without really knowing what the, you know, weighing also the location, you know. But then we also have this spending the bond fund issue as well. And so it's this huge, there are a lot of complexities there. But I will say that, I mean, just based on the conversation, I am definitely leaning towards a remodel, and that's, whatever adequate means, or, you know, more than adequate, but really serves the need. Also provides a living quarters that is, you know, something that people, I mean, live in for 48 or 72 hours, you know, at a time away from their families. And right now, you know, I appreciate everybody who goes to work at, you know, the stations, because to me, walking in, it doesn't feel like, you know, home, I guess. But now I am kind of thinking, I'm more worried now about spending money on either a remodel or a new station if it's not necessarily in the best interests of providing service to the public in terms of location. That was something I hadn't really thought about, and it's, if we're going to spend millions, you know, on either way, I guess that's kind of where I'm leaning. I guess it doesn't really provide the direction. I don't know if anybody else has comments on that, so maybe we can come up with direction, but...
Well, I actually, in my comments, in accelerating the conversation about the remodel and really digging in deeply to all the technology needed, I guess I didn't really articulate it, but I mean, that was part of my discussion, my thoughts too. It gives us an opportunity to look at that. That's one of other factors if we're going to look at the technology that we could upgrade there. But that's the other question that, you know, should filter through the process. And I mean, soon. You know.
Are you thinking location as well? Because I'm thinking maybe what if an analysis shows that, you know, neither location is really best serving the public?
Yeah,
you know?
No, exactly. That's exactly what I meant. Again, just didn't. It's late, and we're going to have to 11 o'clock time. We're getting pushing. Anyway, so I get a little rummy at this hour. Yeah, that's kind of what I meant. Just accelerate this conversation and really explore that and get the input. That's what I meant by get the input from the fire personnel, because I think that's a fair game. That question is fair game. Let's make a decision on that as well with this conversation about the remodel. Now, if it turns out it doesn't make sense to remodel it or rebuild, I mean, now we have a real head scratcher because we've got a time frame. But let's just tackle the questions and just get it done.
And maybe we can also ask staff to, because of that time frame, I am concerned about that. If we have to encumber the funds because of the decisions, maybe it does take a year to, you know, look at all these things.
I think we can be back to you with a good set of numbers within 30 days. Then if you don't feel it's right, you can start looking for plan B.
Well,
if I may, one of the things that we could also provide is kind of a projected timeline, or what my mental process is where I think we'll be as far as our ability to make those type of long-term decisions. For instance, we may say, well, it makes sense to segregate the bathrooms and the living facilities at the station, and maybe do a 5 to 10 year remodel at a much lower cost than a complete technological upgrade that we would do if we were gonna make that the long-term 30-year facility. So I could provide you a little bit of information of how I see that potentially progressing, of when we may do a standards of cover, when we'd be able to have that type of answer for you, and then what the timelines based upon that would be. And that may be able to assist you in determining the level of sophistication of an upgrade that you're looking at or considering in either of the facilities or both of the facilities.
I think that's a great point. I mean, maybe we do some, you know, improvements to the existing facility that's sort of, I don't want to say minimal, it's the wrong way, I mean, to put that, but with the long-term goal. But then we still have the timeline problem with the existing bond fund, which wouldn't necessarily be resolved with that. Because if you did come with a, with a data now, you know, data-based approach on a location that's different than either of these two locations. You know, it's, like you said, it's going to take some time to track down. Really, you know, is our data even good? We've talked about that before. You know, and the response times and things like that. It's sort of hard to really. You can't really do that in 30 days, right? So.
Not only can you not do that part in 30 days, I'm not sure you can do that in a couple of years. It will take time. It does depend on what we do regionally. That conversation could play into this very significantly. You know, if the three cities and the county wants to play ball together and work together, that could have impacts. If the college wants to support moving together a program, you know, what we do know is we don't have enough money to build a new station, whether it's here or another location. So the question is, what are those minimal but important retrofits and upgrades that are needed to take care of immediate needs so that we don't have a look? And again, we're talking about two stations, so we're talking, you know, $500,000, $600,000, $700,000, $800,000 each building, thereabouts, so it's not a multi-million-dollar investment in a single building. But I think we can give you some comfort level by what the chief has explained and the process to go forward. You know, we do know that, you know, Placer, Bickford Ranch is planning to build a new station. Lincoln's planning to build a new station. And we had a future site up there on the hillside. And if the three were built, they'd all be within 2 miles of each other as the crow flies. So there's issues like that that need to be worked out.
But you think you could, in 30 days, bring back some sufficient data that we can make some good decisions?
We'll bring it back, and you'll let us know if it's sufficient or not. But I think we can make a good stab at it. Don't you think, staff?
Absolutely.
Joe, anything else?
I mean, that was a good point, is that this is really a regional issue. You know, there's always calls to serve, especially of all the cities encroach each other, and now Placer County is going to be going gangbusters on development, and I don't even know if they'll call us, but the public services will be impacted, and I think it's a good good point. So okay,
thank you, Greg.
Thanks. At least the question that's in front of us, I'm comfortable exploring the remodels, get a little bit more information. Even if, to Scott's point, you know, if the numbers are real or if they're inflated, even if they're, you know, the new station came up 40%, so even if it's 40%, the two of them are still less than half of what it would cost to, you know, still be around the $2 million range, which I can't imagine it being that based on Matt's comments. And to Joe's comment, I agree, you know, down the road, you know, to me it seems like two problems. We've got sort of a short-term issue with the existing facilities, but then, of course, there's long-term issues down the road as other stations come online or as we get more data on serviceability and whatnot. But I'm comfortable enough moving forward with exploring what the actual costs on remodels, and I don't, you know, as to Jill's point, don't necessarily want it to be done at a minimum. I want it to be done right, and we don't want to be in there 5 years later redoing it, doing it up to the standards of what it's gonna do. If it's an extra 10 or 20%, it's really not that much, in my opinion. So that's my direction.
Okay, great. So I'm not going to go and repeat what the other council members have said, because they've done a good job of describing the situation. I think I'll just kind of summarize what I've heard and kind of the direction I think council is providing, which is basically we need additional data. We don't have enough today to give you specific direction to say, yes, let's move forward with a remodel as opposed to let's build the facility. We need to understand what is required, the different options, as Chief had mentioned. I mean, you could even say as much as some of our packets say, do nothing. You could say we do a basic remodel because our expectation is we're going to open up a facility at Sierra College, or we go with a full remodel, and hopefully those two gentlemen in the back of the room have provided insight as to what is actually needed in that facility to meet our needs. So, because you're the feet on the street every day. So that being said, and then from there, staff certainly is in a position to understand. I know council's provided a tremendous amount of feedback on areas we'd love to see money spent. So if there are additional funds, certainly to come back with some projects, potential projects, if there are additional funds available, but that would be behind that piece of if the decision's made to do the remodel. With that, I will say, and I think I got the sense from the other council members, that whatever the funds are, the first spend of those funds will be to whatever the decision is made on that station or the stations. So we need to ensure that those monies are dedicated there. We're not going to short that. We're not going to hold back on that. Those monies will be spent there first, and then we talk about other funds and where they can be spent.
Any other projects?
Yep. Okay.
I think I have clear direction.
Does that sound good, Council? Did I recap what you said? Listen well enough? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Good. All right. Thank you. And you have what you need?
I do. Thank you.
Okay, great. Next item was item 28, the ad hoc committee to review options. I believe that was really shared during council reports.
Yeah, sorry I jumped the gun on that, but that's usually when we give our committee report. So if anybody would like another report. There's a lot of time has passed. So, but okay.
Oh boy, is my reputation just taking a shot. All right.
Does the council want to plow through on this last item?
Let's go future agenda items. We did want to.
I got that.
You got that? Okay.
On the Quarry Park stuff?
Yep.
We say I got that. Okay.
Yep.
Great. Thanks.
Okay. Future strategic planning items, any? There's no action on the city council acting as successor agency. We have the strategic planning session. Personally, if I may, sustainability is a key piece for me. I don't know that I'm comfortable plowing through something. Rick, I know you've put together information, but it's an extremely important topic for me. It's something I talk about almost daily, so I would rather not try to plow through it and spend the time necessary.
I strongly support that. I agree wholeheartedly.
I'm going to pass out the updated slides to you anyway.
Wonderful.
Give you a little heads up. And
The only question I have is, are we ever going to have a council meeting in the sounded like the March 13th agenda is getting pretty.
I'm going to schedule this first on the agenda, the next agenda.
Okay.
That'd be okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. So we can do that. All right. So we will move the strategic planning session review item 30 to a future date. And the next item is a closed session, public employee performance evaluation pursuant to government code section 54957. With the city manager. Is there anyone from the public that wishes to comment on this item before we recess to or move to closed session? Done. Then we are moving to closed session.